88.5 FM. Jeff Penfield, joined live in studio by John Paul White, playing at the Troubadour tonight with some new songs from his album, The Hurting Kind. Thank you so much for coming in and playing some songs for us
today. Glad to be here, man. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, this is your third solo album, correct?
That is true.
So it seems like, you know, I was reading up a little bit about it, and this is kind of the first one where you went into it and kind of had a blank canvas and just kind of had to plan out what you were doing. How was that? What was that experience like for you?
It was terrifying. It was a moment of self-analysis of, like, you know, knowing that I could do whatever I wanted to do on a record at my age was, I think, is probably a novel thing, because my first record I made for Capitol Records, and I had been writing for the Nashville system for probably 10 years and had all these songs to choose from. And so I just picked my favorites, the best songs that fit, made an album. And then with the Civil Wars, everything was 50-50. So there's give and take, and as it should be. With Beulah, it all just kind of fell out in one fell swoop. There was not a lot of thinking involved. It just came to be. So with this record, it was the first time that I sat down and said, you know, who are you? What do you sound like? What do you want to sound like? What do you want to say? And that was kind of exhilarating. And I did a lot of self-assessing, trying to figure out exactly what that thing was. And it turned out to be a lot of my childhood, but a lot of the things that I'm looking for in the world now, musically. And it all kind of harkened back to that 40s, 50s, 60s era of, you know, troubadours, the classic guy with the rose in his teeth up front, and more sophisticated, adult, mature kind of arrangements going on, and not necessarily a raw, in the moment recording, which I had done on most recordings previous.
And that was kind of like, you even look at the album cover. That was one of the first things that struck me. Like, I'm weird about that, where I see an album cover, I'm like, okay, what's that trying to say? And you see yours, and it's just that classic,
you know,
throwback album cover, where it's, you know, it just feels like it comes from a major label or someone from back in the, like you said, the 50s or 60s.
It's definitely intentional. I didn't want to create something that was too much of a throwback retro record. I wanted to, you know, hearken from those days and be informed by those arrangements and their sense of production. But I knew at the end of the day, it was still me singing. I'm not Dean Martin, and I'm also not Merle Haggard. So I knew that whatever I did, I could do anything I wanted to instrumentation wise, and it's still going to be a unique endeavor. And that was exciting to know that I really didn't have to worry that much about it. We didn't use a bunch of old ribbon tube mics and stuff to try to make it sound like an old Reprise record. And so it did what I wanted it to do.
I haven't tried in so long. wish I could write you a song. Oh, why can't I write you a song?
You've been a big part of this Muscle Shoals sound and movement with a bunch of people coming from that area, and you yourself setting up Single Lock Records. And, you know, how important was having a community of people around you to help you? It sounds like, you know, they were a part of it, but I imagine you had some other folks who were on the record who helped as well.
It was integral, but it wasn't something I ever thought about, because it's the way the Shoals has always been. I mean, even from my earliest formative years of playing music, I met Spooner Oldham and David Hood early on, and they treated me like an equal, like a peer. And I didn't know who they were, but they were just guys in town saying, hey, come sit in with us, or hey, I really liked your song, your voice is great, that kind of thing. And then little by little, we became friends. And all those guys, all the Swampers from the day, and all the engineers and producers, and Rick Hall all the way down, they were all so affirming and so supportive that it's the only way I know how to create. It's not an atmosphere where people do things on their own. It's not a negative thing if you did, but we don't tend to create that way. And my whole band lives in my town, and I've done it the other way around. And this is what feels like home for me, and it's always the way I've created, so I can't imagine it any other way.
Yeah, and you helped keep everybody in town, if you will, because you created your own studio. What was that experience like, having to kind of decide how you were going to build out something of your own?
Yeah, most of the build out was just trying to figure out how to use the space we had, and not make it a studio, not treat it overly, not try to take the curves or take the right angles out of the walls and worry so much about things like that. We wanted to feel like a house, and that's what it is. It's an old 1800s house that's next to my house. So I've got a 20-yard commute. And the whole time you're working, you feel like you're in a living room, because you are. And we want that. And there's times when we want the studio experience. There's times when there's things like you want a really big drum sound in a big room. So we go over to Fame Studios over in Muscle Shoals, and that's about as good a place as you can get in the world. So we've kind of got it all.
Oh,
had the Civil Wars and you had your record with Capitol, and then all of a sudden now when you actually need to sit down and be like, all right, I got to pull something out, it's like it's now a different experience for you.
It is. And in a good way. There's pros and cons to everything, but I feel like what I'm writing now, and this is cliche, every artist says this, but I feel like what I'm writing now is more personal and more true and more, you know, who I really am than ever, because the Nashville era of my life forced me to really pay attention to craft over inspiration, because there's just no way to be inspired every single day like that on cue. And so I got really good at flexing the muscle when I needed to. And I got good at connecting A to B and B to C. And it became like a big theme paper. You know, we'd come up with an idea and you could just visualize the whole thing. And here's the title. Here's the crux of the, you know, here's the climax and the denouement and all that stuff. That's how I'd see a song. It might not chronologically happen that way. That might be, but I need that in my head to write a song. And I still have that in my hip pocket, but now I wait for that thing to bubble forth and I grab it when it shows up. And I think it's better for it. I have to give credit to every era I've been in, because I think, you know, I had a mentor, Walt Aldridge, is his name. And he told me he was writing with another big hit songwriter in Nashville. And I said, that's going to be great. There's no way you don't write a hit. And he said, the chances are we won't. He said, the chances are we won't finish a song. And I said, why? He said, because we've done it a long time and we know when it's great and we know when it's average. And we have a much better finger on the pulse of, this is really just okay. Let's just go to the movies, you know, let's go have a drink, let's go to lunch. And when you're younger, everything seems great. Everything seems like a really good song idea. And you get older and you look back and you see the flaws in it. And so I've been doing this a long time. I've professionally written songs for 20 years now. And so I have a perspective of, you know, I have a pretty good gut about, this is just okay.
I won your will and heart.
What's the old line? Of all the records I've ever made, it's one of them.
Well, it's another good one. John Paul Thank White continuing much. to write and record and release great new music. Really, thank really you, enjoy the record.
Well, thank you for all y'all's support, and I'm here for you anytime you want me.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you coming out, playing at the Troubadour tonight. Yes, great hall. So much history, so much great songwriting has gone through there before. And really have a great night tonight.
Thank you. We got a couple of surprises for folks, too. So come on out.
Awesome. It's 88.5 FM.